Doesn't it feel like everybody has a side hustle going on these days?
Oh my God, seriously.
Yeah. I do.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, whether it's crypto mining or dog sitting, even the people on this show have side gigs.
Yeah.
Like Jose does his video game Cry on Demand stream.
It really kind of is. Kick.com/HilariousJose.
Okay. Yeah,
find him at HilariousJose.
Yeah.
Alexis sells her used socks and foot pics to disgraced European royals.
Yeah.
We're not going to name any names.
No, please don't.
And Brooke has her conglomerate of tax-free offshore orphanages that she runs.
Only with the best personnel, of course.
Obviously. Yeah. But in the news today, there's a report about a new type of side hustle that's helping people make bank.
What?
And it's pretty crazy where they resell restaurant reservations online.
I've heard about this. Oh my gosh.
Right? It's insane how much money you can make doing it.
To resell them? I always just like forget to cancel them and don't show up. I should have been turning a dime.
Yeah, seriously.
There's all these apps and websites now that allow people to go book dinner reservations online, which is great. That's super convenient.
Yeah, for sure.
But it makes it super hard for the average person to find any openings at the places that they want to eat.
Alexis.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking this
too. We were just looking for Alexis because she's hosting her mom for Mother's Day for a brunch.
Everything's booked.
Everything.
Even the Cracker Barrel that she loves. Oh, man.
I was trying to mix it up from last year, but
what are we going to do? So people are taking advantage of this by nabbing up reservations and then selling them online.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wait, where do you go to buy it?
Yeah. Well, there's one guy named Alex Eisler. He's a college sophomore. He regularly uses multiple phone numbers and emails to book as many dinner reservations as possible at famous New York restaurants.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
It's mainly for like really, you know,
and then
iconic places.
Does he like put them on Facebook Marketplace or something?
There's actual sites that are like completely dedicated to finding last minute reservations.
Oh my God.
So he can list them for ridiculous prices and people will actually pay.
Like how much?
Like he says he sold a table during the lunch rush at a restaurant in New York for $855.
Whoa. And that is not the food. That's just to sit down.
To get the table.
It's the space, the real estate.
Oh,
and he had a dinner
gosh.
Reservation at a fancy Italian spot for $1,500.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know it was numbers like that.
Who is paying? That is insane.
I would.
You would.
All right, so imagine
it's true.
This. Imagine
if you need to impress somebody.
This would be that scenario where it's like, look, I'll just pay an extra couple $100.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get us the nicest steakhouse.
It just
the nicest
seems like...
Now, we can only get salads once we get there because it cost me $2,000 to get the table, but it's still pretty impressive.
That's true.
Couldn't you just show up and slip the like hostess $500, save yourself half, and still get a spot?
That wouldn't work if they already have the table booked. Guess how much money that guy made last year just from selling table reservations alone.
It's six figures. Oh, my
God. $80,000.
That's five figures, Jeff.
One, two, three, four. Okay, you know what? I'm not good enough at
that's
math. That's why I'm not selling these.
Jeff, I think you need to talk to your agent.
I really should. But it only takes him a couple minutes a day to pull that off.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I want to get in on it. Is that bad?
You should. He even has a go-to celebrity clientele list where he can sell reservations to like NBA players who are just in town for a night.
That is brilliant.
Or certain actors and celebs.
They can't just call the restaurant and get in. They also have to pay these third-party scalpers.
Usually celebs do.
And this is $80,000 a year doing basically no work.
That is nuts.
That's crazy.
It's nuts, but it's definitely not the weirdest side hustle that's out there. Because we found a list of the strangest ways people are making extra money. Here's some of the craziest ones. Part-time goose chaser.
No way.
I have a fear of them. I would pay someone to scare them away for me.
Because apparently, big construction sites on certain highways and airports will hire people to chase away birds, mainly the geese, so that they don't interfere with what's going on there.
Dude.
And a lot of the goose chasers have a dog who helps them, but you make an average of $42 an hour, and the highest earning goosers bring home $114,000 a year.
Wait, it takes more than an hour.
Dang.
It was just covered in goose poop at the end of the day, but man, worth it.
What are the qualifications? You have to be silly?
Yeah, you gotta wildly shake your arms.
Yeah.
Another side hustle you could consider is a fake juror.
What?
Like jury duty, but a fake type.
Because why
like
fake?
Law firms will sometimes do mock trials to help them prepare for a case so they can practice with their client. And they need real people to be pretend jurors. So if you do that, you can make anywhere from $5 to $200 per fake trial.
Dude. $5.
Jose would still show up and try to get out of jury duty.
Yeah. I think I know one of the witnesses. I just gotta go.
I'm prejudiced against the client.
No, man, you're getting paid for this.
Yeah. You could also be a professional hair seller.
Oh.
That's pretty straightforward because you sell a foot of your hair.
Oh,
and
your
make,
own.
Yeah,
thank
hopefully
God.
It's your own.
All right. Way better. Yeah. Yeah.
Make anywhere from $100 to $1,000 depending on the quality of your hair.
Oh, okay.
One catch is it has to be undyed. So sorry, Alexis.
Yeah.
Oh. Not qualified
and
for
you
this.
You look kind of like a jerk if you don't donate to Locks of
say,
Love.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about some of the weirdest and most lucrative side hustles people are doing. There's also the opportunity to be a neighborhood pooper scooper.
Oh, for
this sounds terrible.
It sounds bad, but that's useful.
So gross.
Apparently, a lot of rich people just refuse to pick up after their dogs.
Oh,
so they'll hire someone to come out and clean up their yard for them.
Just a block.
And there's actually whole companies dedicated to this. One is called Duty Calls. And you can make $50 per yard.
Whoa.
And finally, a side hustle that you could do if you're brave enough is gross stunt tester. So whenever you see those like crazy challenges on TV shows like Fear Factor or on Survivor, all those stunts have to be tested first.
Oh.
And the networks hire people to be the guinea pigs and make sure the tasks are safe enough to perform but are still gross enough to entertain.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're done eating like 40 Beatles and you're like, actually, it didn't gross me out enough. I would recommend adding 10 more. Yeah.
Definitely. And you can earn $800 a day doing that.
Dang.
Yeah, because your life's at risk. Yes.
And your pride.
Yeah.
You know?
Those are the craziest side hustles that people are doing to make a ton of extra money these days. We got your phone tab coming up.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.